Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Live with the Girls Friends with Christine, Marie, and Julie. And tonight, they're going to talk about the succubus and the incubus and the yo-yo championship and how Christine Marie is going to be in the Guinness Book of World Records. I'm Stormy Norman, and 5150, somebody call the Popo.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
And I'm Christine Marie.
Yes, you are. You're Christine Marie.
I'm talking in my spooky Halloween voice because yesterday I officially got a Halloween catalog.
Hey,
in the mail.
That's awesome.
And I saw on CNN that Target is officially selling their Halloween costumes
like,
now.
Yay!
You know, do you remember the times when it was like maybe 2 or 3 weeks before the holiday?
Yeah.
Like, you know, when, like at Christmas, maybe people started the end of October or November,
right.
You know?
Right.
Now it's like I got my first catalog August 1st.
Oh,
My Swiss Colony catalog.
Well, and it's so funny because you go back and forth between Swiss Colony and Fijis.
Right. Figgies,
not Fijis. I wish it was Fijis.
We
vacation in Fiji and
yes.
we live
in the Swiss Colony.
Exactly. We ski in the
it
Swiss Colony.
It makes it so high class. Tonight we high class.
So you have Figgies and Swiss Colony vying your attention for, because you have that circle of Christmas gift people that
they're old and they just want a little jam or a little apricot.
We don't know if they want that or not, but that's what they're getting.
That's what they get every year.
And, you know, and you got them sending you stuff that's kind of like cute too, like, you know, chocolate covered blueberries and mm-hmm. chocolate covered cherries mm-hmm. and it's just a remembrance, like, hey, you're still my family, you
yeah.
know.
Or like, I'm not dead yet.
I'm not more or less. We're not dead yet. We're both acknowledging that we're all doing okay.
but I mean, that's quite a difference, though, Julie.
Yes, that
we're doing
okay
as opposed to not dead yet.
Right. Well, and since this year you have lost somebody that you used to send somebody to. No, I guess you never did.
Uncle Ray.
Yeah, he was never a Christmas.
No, he was a Christmas card.
He was a Christmas card.
Not a Christmas present.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ripe old 100 age of
years.
99.
100 years.
Yeah. Almost.
Yeah.
Did he make it to 100 or was it 99 and then he had?
It was a week before his birthday.
That was a week after his birthday. He just turned 99.
Oh, well, you might know better than me.
I don't know. Not necessarily. What I realize is that
I just like this old
100
old.
You know what? I think if you make it to 99,
you can say
I'm
you're
rounding
100.
Up.
Yeah,
100 sounds good to me.
I agree.
And God bless him.
God bless him. What I remember mostly about Gray, he was funny, and he was a gregarious guy, but he was holy too.
Yes.
He and his wife they like prayed the rosary morning, noon, and night, and they just were good people.
Right.
And what was I going to say? Oh, I remember. The thing that I thought was so cool about him is that he got to retire like at 55, mm-hmm. and he was known as a triple dipper.
Oh, right.
So I never knew when I was a kid what that really meant, but I was like, oh my God, he's a triple dipper. Whatever
what does that
means.
Mean? I want
like,
that.
So he had like from three different places, he had like pensions.
Right,
it was
worked for the federal government. He was in the armed services, and something else. That third dipper, we have no idea what it was.
Yeah, but
volunteer
was a
fireman as well.
He's a triple dipper
on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and it's so interesting because in your family, of your mom's family, there's two boys and the rest are women, right? Three
yes.
sisters,
yes,
just three. So totally five kids. And it's so funny because all the men in your family, I mean, that's one way people describe them as, very holy.
Yes.
Now, the women are not described that way at all.
No. They're just the opposite.
And I'm not saying they're the opposite, but that's not the first thing that comes out of your mouth when you describe them. But
oh, yeah, Loretta, Dolores. They're holy.
They're very,
not really. I would say not holy. I would say more like succubus.
No, yeah, succubus.
Succubus. And, you know, speaking of succubus, I mean, everybody is just, everybody's talking about the succubus out there.
They are?
They are.
Well, I think they're talking about the...
Well, they're talking about the incubuses.
Right.
And if you're going to talk about an incubus, you better as well, better as hell talk about the succubus.
Well, right. The incubus is, I'm not sure if I know the difference. I know a difference.
Incubus is you're the man and, oh, excuse me. You're the male demon,
right?
And you're incubusing a female,
right?
A succubus is you're a female demon,
succubusing
a male.
Now, in modern day lore, in TV land and movies or whatever,
yeah,
you don't see very many incubuses around.
And it's kind of boring.
Yeah, whatever. They're kinda just called boring. Rapists.
That rapist. It's called Bill Cosby.
Oops.
Allegedly.
We can't say that yet. Allegedly. But, you know, it's always the female. I've been kind of watching this show off and on called... Happy Texas? No. What the heck is it called? Something Texas. Mm-hmm. And it's about this town that's all supernatural. I don't know. It's mm-hmm. kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. I think I've seen the commercials.
Yeah, and I watched it on demand because I have no idea when it's on. Mm-hmm. And
I demand my TV now.
Now. And
remember when you were a little kid? I want my MTV.
Yes. I never say that anymore.
No.
I could care less because there's no videos on it. I want my YouTube for my videos.
That's right.
But anywho, and so the succubus, now they never say this. I looked it up today, the other day. I'm like, what's succubus? And
oh, you knew. Come on.
I did know. But
so there's a succubus in Happy Texas?
Yes.
And right now, there's nothing happy about Texas.
But, well, yeah, I mean, bring me down. It's really sad.
Sorry.
And
no, they got good spirits. They're in good spirits. They're being Texans,
which is we each help each other out.
That's right.
We don't need any outside help. We help each other.
They're
out.
They're all part of the Cajun Navy.
Exactly, which is from New Orleans and not Texan, but
oh, really?
They're all the cowboy Navy. I don't know, but it that tragedy down there is just so overwhelming sometimes.
I know.
And you think it's gotten to a point where it's going to back off a little bit, and mm-hmm. then, oh, by the way, we've had an explosion, you know, at a chemical factory. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, man. And what I've heard from... I like to get my news sources from a lot of different places because mm-hmm. they kind of fill in the holes.
Alex Jones.
Yes. Yes, for sure. Alex Jones is then I go to Snoops.com like, is Alex Jones crazy or what? You know. And then I heard that guy from who owns Snoops is a pretty crazy ass guy. So
yeah.
Nobody wants to take him seriously, even though it is serious.
He's a crazy MFer. Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
Who is it?
Who the guy owns Snoops?
Yeah.
I don't know. But supposedly he's extreme lefty, but he married a... Oh, God, I don't want to say it if it's not true. I heard through another podcast, allegedly, he kind of rides his freak flag pretty high up. And, like, he married a prostitute, and they're kind of, like, freaky. Like, they like freak down. You know, like, you know, they get the freak on a lot. And, mm-hmm. you know.
Okay, so he might have been marrying a succubus.
He could have been. Yeah. Exactly. But in modern day lore now, the succubus always turns ugly looking. Like
they're beautiful in the beginning,
and then as soon as
they gotcha,
and then they eat you.
Yeah,
you're like, and not the good way, the bad way,
exactly. Not the happy ending kind.
Not the happy anyway, the bad way,
the unhappy Texas way.
And I don't think that's I don't know if that's to be true or not. So I mean, like because. I think
because because I think what it is after they have their way with you,
right?
You see them as they truly are.
Then you get all freaked out. They're like, then they want to eat you, and like you know, bite your neck, and mm-hmm. and they're not vampires. They're succubus. They're a demon,
right?
Like the succubus is a female demon,
right?
But I don't know if it's true that they turn ugly.
I.
And if they don't turn ugly, then what's the big deal?
What's the
deal?
Point?
What's the big
point?
Deal?
Yeah.
You just had sex with someone you thought was attractive and got her freak flag on.
Yeah, and basically you took your beer goggles off.
Yeah, like, whoa, hello.
See, in the old days, they truly needed succubuses and incubuses.
Right.
Because if you were a young woman and living in your village and you turned up preggers,
yeah,
you could have been ostracized.
Even if it wasn't your fault.
Yeah.
Or even if somebody raped you legitimately.
Yeah.
Like, not legitimately raped you, but, you know, you were raped. But back then, I bet, you know, a lot of times you couldn't claim it.
Yeah.
You're like, then you end up pregnant.
Yeah.
And what could you blame it on?
And they'd banish you from the village.
Yeah.
And so basically, you had to say, the devil made me do it. Yeah.
Yeah, the devil
and
came
so that wasn't acceptable. And so they said, okay,
see, that's the thing.
The name for the devil in this particular incident is like an incubus or a succubus. Yeah.
Yeah, the incubus.
The incubus made me do it.
The incubus made me do it.
Yeah.
And I want to ride that bus. I want to ride that train.
That's right.
Now, I don't know the ins and outs, but that seems reasonable to back then not know the truth and going, they all know what's really going down, but no one can address it.
No, you can't talk about
it. So it's a wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Oh, an incubus. Oh, okay. Got it.
And then it kind of moved from that the incubus made me do it to, oh, the baby was born premature.
Yeah. Like the timing's off. Oh, yeah. You know, she's a little big for his age.
She was only 4 months pregnant.
Yeah.
At 8.5 pounds.
Right.
Good thing it came early.
Yeah, that's one big baby.
It could have been 25 pounds before it was born.
Like, yeah, they didn't know exactly how this all worked back then. They were trying to figure it out back then.
Yeah, still trying to figure it out.
You know, it's like, oh, you know, why? I guess that could happen. You know, I mean, we don't know for sure how this all works.
And now there's toilet baby. Didn't know I was pregnant. Didn't know how it happened. Wasn't an incubus, wasn't premature. I don't know how this happened. And I just thought I had to go to the bathroom real bad and toilet baby.
Well, go to the baby.
Hold on. Could you go right now, www.toiletbaby.com?
No, I'm not. No, I swear.
I want to own it.
No, you
really
do not want to own it.
I want to own it.
No, you do not.
I can see little kiosks everywhere
in the Woodfield Mall. Toilet baby.
Toilet baby products.
Please, dear God, no.
Please, God, don't do it.
No.
All right.
Because what will happen is, you know, when a product line, it's so goofy, that half people will hate it. And they'll write to you and say,
and
how dare you?
Haters, yeah.
You know, you're probably one of these people.
Yeah, you've never lost a toilet baby.
Yeah.
Sorry, gosh. Okay.
No more toilet baby humor.
Julia's giving me the cut it out sign.
Because I don't know where else to go with the toilet baby humor.
I know. I'm just saying.
Well, I know that you said you go.
You knew I would like to have at least one product in that line.
I did. I knew that. And I do see that it could be a cute keychain. You know,
I think it could be a plushie, like a plush.
No, nobody wants to put their head on a
flush the plush.
Yeah.
I gotta stop this right now.
Yeah, because it's just wrong.
It's just wrong. Yeah, I apologize,
funny.
People.
Yeah, please. You just have you're a creative person.
Yeah,
and you have no control over where your thoughts go.
No.
But eventually, it could lead to something even more
better.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
there.
Yeah, that's true.
It could be like toilet baby with a line through it. Like, no toilet babies here. No toilet babies here. It's a sanctuary city for toilet babies.
That's right. Or a sanctuary.
Or a sanctuary.
What would you call it? Sewer plant?
No. No.
Or what do you call it? One of those things that we...
But where would you put, like, the Immaculate Conception and all that? Do you think there are a lot of women out there back in the day claiming to have immaculate conceptions?
I think so.
Because come up pregnant?
I think you know, you're saying that, and I'm truly believing, like, there might have been, you know, I didn't do anything, Mama. I went and maybe sat on a public toilet seat.
Yeah, that's how
it happened.
Well, you know what? This is when you go, we do live in better times.
Yeah.
Because even like 50 years ago, women had to make up stupid stories of how they got pregnant.
Right.
When everybody know, when like their parents are going, well, we know exactly how it happened. Mm-hmm. You know.
But you couldn't say it.
You couldn't say it.
No.
You couldn't say it. And
like when we had to go to counseling, you know, to the priest to get to, before we got married, because we were pregnant. And the priest said, well, what are you going to tell people, you know, when they ask if, you know, if the baby's going to come early, you're going to tell them. And I said, well, I guess I just lie. And he goes, you cannot tell a lie.
You well, know, then I guess I'll tell the truth.
And he said, but now I want you to learn that there are ways that you don't have to lie, but you don't have to tell them exactly, like, oh, it feels like forever.
Or just my gosh. It's like we're all morons in this big conspiracy because God forbid you confess that I was inside of you when you got pregnant, when you got married.
That's right.
You know, or hopefully
that you were in our wedding picture.
Yes. I mean, come on. I mean, I just all feel so ridiculous.
Doesn't it now?
It does because when you realize what was going on back then with the adults of the world and how they were having swinging parties and how when you hear stories of women's trials and tribulations, there was a lot of quote unquote raping going on by men, and you might not.
All you got to do is watch a movie from the 50s.
Yeah,
like I even watched like a Doris Day Rock Hudson movie.
Yeah,
you know she'd say no, and then the guy would just go, "You got to keep doing it because she's just being a good girl."
Yeah,
good girls say no. And then they
eventually say yes because they just worn them out.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
And like James Bond, I watched a really old 007.
Right.
And he was pretending to have been married to this double spy.
Right.
I think that's what they call him, a double spy or?
Double agent.
Double agent.
Yeah.
Secret agent.
Double agent.
Yeah. And they were supposed to be married. He goes, I'm going to have to treat you like we're married. And several times he slugged her. It's like
what the hell?
And like you know they were saying too, like all that statue stuff that's happening now, you know Robert E. Lee and stuff. Yeah. Well, there's a statue in New York of Jackie Gleason as he works on the subway.
Right.
You know, and they're gonna take that down because you know his favorite expression was to the moon, Alice. To the moon. I'm going to punch it.
Exactly.
So that's illegal now to beat your wife. So we can take Jackie Gleason down?
Well, I mean you're saying this to me, and I'm going, yes, it's illegal to beat your wife. And thank God, but this is new. This idea of violence towards your family and how it's wrong is new.
It's new. And the part that's new is that it's wrong.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
My family motto when we were growing up was you always hurt the ones you love.
Right.
So if you weren't hurting, you weren't loved. And if I was always like grateful when my mom was like hanging out with people she quote unquote didn't love because she was nice then.
Your mom had a dual personality because she could win over anybody's, she could win over any stranger's heart in a second. I mean, if she needed whatever she needed out in the world, your mom could get from a stranger, no problem.
She was a succubus.
She could have been.
She could have been.
You know, with her wild
Sorry,
way.
Mom. No, you're no succubus.
You're good, Loretta. You're fine. You're good to go. You're good to go. But it is very interesting. I feel so blessed because I've always been. This is going to seem weird to say this, but I've always been like a dork and a nerd in regards to, like, I never liked to party. I never liked to drink. Mm-hmm. And so.
Dork.
Yeah, but.
Nerd.
In a sense. Exactly. So in a sense, I took myself out of a lot of situations that could have gotten out of control fast.
Right. They're called occasions of sin.
Yes, exactly.
Nearer occasions of sin.
Take your foot. So I, not intentionally. It's just that wasn't my scene. Mm-hmm. And so when I would hear women talk about going out and like getting roofied or like, I don't know, happen or somebody put, you know, like, and you're going, oh my God, this lack of bad stuff could happen to you. Mm-hmm. And you don't want that to happen. Don't go there.
Right.
You know, don't do that stuff.
Right. Or like I was hearing somebody talk the other day, like, a woman, she said, I just woke up and right. my pants were off. And
you're like, yeah.
And all I remember, horrible. The last thing I remember was doing was accepting a drink from a guy.
Yeah. And you go, and he goes, oh my God.
What, you stupid idiot? You accepted a drink from a man? And see, she says it was a beer in a glass, you know?
And I was talking to my millennial that I know, a couple of, and she's like, you should be able to be able to take a drink from someone, or
and not be roofied.
And also, you should be able to get drunk and feel like you're not going to get raped. Or, and I go, yes,
you should be able to.
But I got to tell you something. Why didn't your mom tell you that the world is full of crazy, evil people?
Mm-hmm.
Just by that thought, and even if you go, well, that's not true. No, let's just go legitimately. 5%. 5% of men and women
mm-hmm.
are creepy out there.
Mm-hmm.
And
instead of the 80-20 rule, it's the 95-5 rule.
Yeah, 95-5.
Which is what we've been working with lately.
We've been working with a lot lately. The 80-20 rule, we need to work with it a little
more. Yeah, we got to work with
it. And so you go, okay, you know, I'm listening to you, Julie. What are you talking about here?
Mm-hmm.
So you go out there, and let's say now you go out in the real world, and you're like, okay, 95-5. You know, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, then you
I'm
go.
I'm accepting a beer from a guy. Don't know him.
But then you go to a bar, or then you go to a party where you don't know anybody, and there's drinking going on. And I think, you know, part of that 95%, they're already tired. They're in bed already. You know, they may already have a girlfriend or a boyfriend. They maybe already had, and like, I got to go to work tomorrow morning. I got stuff going down. You know, I can't be doing this. And they're already done, you know. And so now you maybe have creased your odds to 15%, because as you call it, the mirror of sin.
Right. The nearer occasion of sin.
Oh, the nearer occasion mm-hmm. of sin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like the mirror thing.
Yeah. Occasion
but
of sin.
But it's nearer. Yeah.
The nearer. And so then you're like, wait a minute. Now I'm looking at like maybe 25% of the people in here
mm-hmm.
are the a-holes of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Not all guys or girls are a-holes. Mm-hmm. Just at this moment,
and you and I this morning just had this conversation
yeah.
that there are dicks, there are a-holes, there's douchebags,
yeah,
and you've got to discern, you know,
which is who,
which is you know, which.
And so, like, okay, like my one friend, just call her M, just call her Mel. I remember when we were in college, I was done partying. It was 10:30. I was done. I'm like, let's go. And I was her ride. I go, let's go. No, I don't. I want to stay out here. I go, well, I really need to go home. I'm tired. I got to go to work tomorrow. Let's go. And she goes, don't worry about me. I'll get a ride. I'm like, well, who can you get a ride from? Oh, I know some people here. Don't worry about it. Now, that wasn't a surprising comment for me, because she did live in the town. I mean, mm-hmm. I can see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and sure enough.
She's townie.
I left her there by mm-hmm. herself. Sure enough, she
what
hooks
happened?
Up. With the old guy from there, mm-hmm. old probably being my age now, you know, and like 3 days later, I get a phone call from her mom, like, do you know what's going on with Mel?
I'm like, I haven't seen her. She
I go, no, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. And I go, she's living with this guy. I'm like, oh my God, I just left her. I have had carried this guilt with me.
This whole time.
I still carry it with me. She has accepted my apology, even though it's not really warranted
mm-hmm.
because it all, it's hard to, I mean, because it resulted in a baby
mm-hmm.
and that kid's grown up. So you're like, well, how do you apologize for
and
that?
He's in jail now. Or did he get off
I don't,
of jail?
I wanted to ask her. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it certainly wasn't an ideal situation. And
no.
She's had her ups and downs for sure about mm-hmm. this. But on the other hand, she was a girl that was all ready to go with no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like,
she's all in.
She was all in no matter
yeah.
what.
Yeah.
And so, in some ways, she would have been less vulnerable
mm-hmm.
because she would have been all in. And so I just find it very interesting.
And I get what you're saying.
You know,
I have to say something, though. I don't know if you realize this, though, but you, in the beginning of this conversation, you blamed the mom.
I blame the mom?
You blamed the mom, a mom. You said, didn't your mother ever tell you?
Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah.
Well, because you really did cram it down my brain and my every part of me that there are bad people in the world.
Yeah.
Not everybody. But how do you know in the first 2 seconds?
Yeah.
Because the bad guys, they really know how to pretend to be good guys.
That's right.
So in some cases, the real good guys
clothing.
Are really the bad guys in good guy clothing.
Yes.
And you're like, well, how do you know this?
How do I know, Mama?
How am I going to figure this out?
You don't, Julie.
You really don't.
You go to bed at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, just be alone the rest of your life, and at least you'll be safe and be happy. I'm like, oh, you're right.
Stay with me, girlfriend.
Exactly right. I was talking to my, my coach, being coached, and
I love her, by the way.
And we were talking Dr. about... C. We were talking about something, and we were talking about assessments and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Nothing major, but we got on to this idea of generational jobs. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to be a farmer because my parents are farmers, mm-hmm. and my grandparents are farmers. That's what we do. It's what we all do. Mm-hmm. And or firemen or policemen. And in so many ways, mm-hmm. except the only problem with that is that if that's truly what you feel you want to be, mm-hmm. is that you start looking at other areas of expansion anywhere else. Because you're like, well, I don't have to do this because I'm going to be this. Mm. I don't have to do that because I'm going to be that. Mm. And so you start cutting yourself off at early ages to find what you really want to be.
Right.
I thought that was a very interesting concept.
Good conversation.
Because you're going, well, I never thought of it that way.
Good convo, girl.
I said, because there are people who aren't lifelong learners. They don't.
They just went done, out of school. I don't even read a book. They say Trump doesn't read.
Right. But he writes. That's
allegedly.
He writes screeds, right?
He writes screeds.
We are learning more and more from Trump every day what a screed is. Mm-hmm. Screed is basically a lot of words.
A lot of words.
A lot of words
that are just kind of mixed messages.
A lot of words, presentation that is tedious, mm-hmm. and can be complaining about something, mm-hmm. or complain about someone, mm-hmm. and that's what we found, mm-hmm. what a screed was this, mm-hmm. week. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Thank you,
screed.
Trump.
Yeah. Screed. Screed.
How does your phone say it? Screed.
Screed.
S.
Do you think that person that's on my phone that says that is totally generated by a computer, or is it some person actually said
say
screed?
Every single word screed. In the universe.
Yeah.
Screed. How awful would that be? I think it's got to be computer generated. I'll tell you why. Because mm-hmm. that person would still be recording all the words in the universe. Because there's so many words, she wouldn't even be on S's by now.
Not true.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so at all.
What if I started at a dictionary and I started saying every word?
Yeah.
How long do you think it'd take me? How many years?
Not even a year.
What?
Sure? Because you're just saying a word. I will look up how many words there are in the English language. How many things do you think?
Perfect.
What do you think?
Perfect. How many words? How many people are there in America? I don't know if they all speak English.
290 million?
Okay, that's how many words I say.
Okay, and I'm just guessing
one
on that.
One for each word. And Julie, what would your word be? And what would my word be? I'm not sure.
I have an emoji for my word.
You'd have a thumbs up, thumbs down, big pile of poo. Everybody's got one but me about you. That was our song we made up today. Julie and I were doing jazz hands too. Opinions, thumbs up, thumbs down, big pile of poo. Everybody's got one but me about you. Are you still working?
Yeah, I'm still looking. They basically say it's impossible to tell you.
It's impossible. It's infinite.
No, it's not infinite. It's just impossible. But it could be.
See, I think you're mincing words now.
Okay, because it could. They're talking about dramatic and, you know, dramatic and romance, you know, and like, mm-hmm. we're getting them all over the place.
And but, what about just like humph, like booga booga? Is that a word?
No, that's not a word. Oh, I think they're trying to give me how many people speak English.
Oh,
that's not what I want.
No, you said how many words are in the English language?
Oh, see, there we go. You'll be very surprised.
Okay,
how many words are there in the English language?
I'm going to say 250 million.
Okay, so the second edition of the 20-volume Oxford English Dictionary contains full entries for 171,000 words.
What?
171,000
words?
436 current words, current use, and 47,000 obsolete words. to this may be added around 9,500 derivative words, including sub-entries. So over half are nouns. Some are adjectives. Some are verbs. Well, great. No kidding.
Don't
tell me that. That's not that many.
Jeez.
No.
And let's say, how many words could you say a minute? Let's say.
Well, we know that.
Oh, we figured it out. It was 12?
Well, we said if we talk slow.
Right.
In an NPR way, we can do 1,000 words in about 5 minutes.
Oh, really? Is that what we said?
800 words in about eight minutes.
800 to 8. Okay, so let's say then.
100 words a minute.
100 words a minute.
Yes.
100 words a minute. Okay, so what's 100 divided by 200,000?
200,000.
Yeah.
Take out two of those. So you're looking at 20,000.
Is that 2,000?
2,000
minutes? Oh, 2,000 hours.
Yeah. No, 2,000 minutes.
2,000 minutes divided by 60. Only 3 hours? That's crazy. Say all the words in the English language
in three hours?
We won't
be doing our math incorrectly.
Okay, let's do it this week.
And you know what? Then that would feel like we accomplished something.
And then put me in the Guinness Book of World Records.
No, the problem is this, Mother.
What?
Is that when you use a dictionary, you've got to keep flipping papers and you have a definition with it all.
Yeah.
But if you just had a list of words.
Yeah, but I could be using the... Oh, you're just...
Yeah, I'm saying it'd be faster.
Faster. Got it.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
But has it been done? Look it up.
I'm not going to look it up.
Then I can do the Guinness Book of World Records.
Okay, but yes.
Wouldn't it be nice to know that my mother is listed in the Guinness Book of World Records?
This week, and we will get back to them, and then you can say...
And then, okay, but people, audience, be prepared. Next week, I want you to know you're going to be listening to a Guinness Book of World Record holder.
Well, no, it will take time to be a holder then.
Oh. They got to verify it?
Yeah. It's gonna, well, then you, I mean, maybe more.
I can't just declare it?
No. And you also have to do like a time thing, I think. And then you might have to have a
guy standing by.
Yes.
Oh, time. Man.
This might be more work than you really.
Yeah.
But
I
understand.
If the guy is the Rock, I'm okay with it.
Right. Well, it's sort of like when you've got no other dreams that can be actualized. You're going, can I? No, not you personally.
No, that's probably true though.
Can I become? Can I go in the the Guinness Book of World Records? Can I do that?
That's the last bastion of losers.
It isn't so. Listen, my growing up, that's all I want to do.
I know.
Is there something?
You guys, you and Greg tried the yo-yo thing.
Yes. I don't know what it was for.
And I think Gregory was in the Guinness Book of World Records for yo-yoing.
He was not in the Guinness Book of World Records for yo-yoing.
He wasn't?
No.
You were.
No, I wasn't either.
Was.
I don't think. No, neither one of us were. We did competitions.
And you just, you won state championships.
I think Gregory might have gone to state for yo-yoing. Yeah. But, I mean, I don't think either one of us were in any kind of real
competition
to do anything great with it.
Okay.
I mean, he was better than I was because he has that brain that just is diligently can focus on anything.
Right.
And which I've always been appreciative of, you know. But too bad he can't use it to make, like, tons of money or, like, learn the stock market or figure out the...
Use it for evil or for good?
For both in an extreme way. Mm-hmm. But instead he learns how to play another instrument or walk the dog for 5 hours
with this new language.
And that yo-yo is code for something else, by the way.
Yo-yo man.
He walks his own... Sorry, that makes me laugh. I don't know.
The code word for yo-yo?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is code for something else.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, penis. He walks his penis.
He walks the around the world.
Around the world.
What was some other ones? Rock the baby.
Yes. I don't know.
On the cradle or something.
Oh, yeah. Rock the baby in the cradle.
That's
that was a good one.
Yeah.
Around the world. Walk the dog.
Yeah.
There are a lot of different ones. And what's the one that flips over your finger and it lands back on the rope and then it comes back?
Yeah, that was the top, spinning the top.
You know, I know the only reason we got involved with yo-yos is you. I mean, I know that wouldn't have come up in my wheelhouse any time in my life.
It was a Christmas. It was a tight Christmas. It was the only thing I could afford.
You each got a good yo-yo and a book
of
teaching you how to do yo-yo.
How to do yo-yos.
I'm like, well, this is kind of cool.
Yeah, and here's the list of championship places that you can go.
You did.
I know.
Like, here's the next competition.
I know.
You always had a way of taking it to the next level, didn't
yes.
you?
Yes.
It's like, okay, so here it is. Here's your gift. Now, but guess what? To make it more special.
Yes.
Here's a book, how to get better at it, and here's the next competition.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Get to work, kids. Yes. Like, man.
Oh, okay. My God, I don't have enough time to learn this thing.
Remember that a company, Spiegel?
Yeah.
Or was it Spiegel or something? Spiegel. Something B. Like a flying bee. They used to sell clothes. It was a local manufacturer mm-hmm. in Villa Park.
I think it was Spiegel.
Was it? No, that was part. That was Spiegel was one of it. But then there was also this company that would sell wholesale, and something B. I can't remember what it was. And they one year did a scavenger hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember this at all? And we would end. No. There was like six people ended up in this one vacant yard to try and figure out.
Oh yeah, they were. It was like yeah.
What was that about?
I don't remember. But yeah, I remember that part. We were there. It was yes. like six other people. You're right.
Right.
And we were looking for something that was buried.
Yes. And it was going to be like this huge, I don't know, amount of money or something like that. And you're like, wow, all right, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It was like midnight at night. And we were in some like weird place.
Right.
And there were a couple other people there with us.
It was very sketchy.
It was, yeah.
And it might have been, because I always said, because you always told me, nothing good happens after 10:30.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
Now, nothing good ever happens after 10:30
at night. It's true.
It's true. Everybody's tired.
Yeah.
Drinking. If they're up, they're drinking, or they're doing monster drinks. Just stay awake, or doing coffee.
Yeah.
But, you know, so.
There's something like, the only thing that happens after 10:30 is, The only things that are open are legs and the emergency room doors.
And drive-thrus. When I'm done seeing Doug, it's like the first thing that compels me, like drive-thrus. Like, oh, do I get a Frosty? Or do I get a McFlurry for the ride home? I'm so tired. I should get a McFlurry. I'm like, don't. Keep going straight. Don't do it.
Do not turn into a BP.
Yes, exactly. Or a Mickey D's that's open 24/7. Because on a Saturday night, too, every fast food place is open till like 1 in the morning.
Yeah, they know. They know.
They know that you're weak. You're tired.
Yes. Give us your week. You're tired. You're hungry.
Yes.
Your people yearning
and,
to.
And $1.50 and we'll give you a burrito. Like, thank
that
you.
Should, that's what the Statue of Liberty should have said.
Exactly. Speaking of Statue of Liberty.
Oh, no.
No.
It's going to come down.
Well, no, I had this awesome idea. Wasn't it? It was. So anyway, Doug and I went out last weekend and. I don't think I mentioned this last weekend, but we went to this art festival, and it was about straw.
Yeah, you didn't mention it to the people, the listeners.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Because I really, because
we're doing it next
I'm
year.
I'm inspired to do one.
Yeah.
And so Doug and I are both like, Doug's like, oh, we're doing one next year, man. Yeah. We're doing it.
It's a carved hay contest.
Straw. If they're not, yeah, they're, like you can make oh, whatever you
it's
want.
Carved
out of straw
contest, yeah.
Carved's a weird word, though.
Carved is?
Yeah, I don't know. Carved. I don't know. Maybe that's a good word for
well,
this.
Well, what do they do with it? How do they make it shape? How do they get it in shapes?
Well, they just kind of place a straw there and they tie it.
Oh, like if you were doing like a head of something?
So you're thinking that they carve it out of a block of hay?
Yes.
Some probably are.
Okay.
Very interesting.
I didn't know.
I don't know either, to be honest with you. I don't know a
but
lot.
But the winning one was a big old bear.
He was so sweet looking.
And the second place was a ballerina.
Yep.
And the third place was
a King Kong on this.
And see,
Empire
I thought
State
the King
building.
Kong should have won first.
Right.
But
the bear was huge and had such dramatic expression on
him.
You're like,
animated,
I love the bear.
Yeah.
And he's like 8 feet tall. He's a huge
right,
bear.
Right.
But the thing, it was started by this one man. It was in a small town very, very small town.
Mount Morris
in mm-hmm. Illinois. And it started by this one guy who went back to Germany. And,
yes.
And every year in Germany, they had these big straw sculpting contests.
Right.
And it would bring
and he brought it to America.
Thousands and thousands of people to these communities.
Yes, right.
And he's like, we need one here.
Here in America.
And so Mount Morris has their community expansion team called Encore Mount Morris. A very interesting idea for a group called Encore Mount Morris, but it's designed to bring art to their community, which mm-hmm. I think is so sweet mm-hmm. because no matter how big you are.
Because this community barely has a gas station.
Right.
And it's got a lot of dives.
Yes.
A lot of country dives, too. A lot of country dives.
And it used to have a couple of manufacturers, but they're long gone.
Long gone.
One of their biggest company, the biggest company that used to be there was this, like a global, they used to make like magazines and little booklets.
Right.
But once that kind of like disappeared.
Once the intranet came.
Yeah. Damn, bye internet, bye. It took our jobs. Yeah. Damn that internet.
Yeah.
You know, so once that occurred, it was like everything's off. Forget right. it.
But now they are the Carved Straw Festival of yeah. America.
Yes, exactly.
And next year we're going to participate, aren't we?
Well, that's the whole point.
Well, you and Greg are for sure.
Right. And so I dug out of there and we were seeing all these. And the first thing he says, well, we're going to do one next year. I'm like, we can do one, but Quinn and Greg
have to
help us. He's like, what are you saying? We can't do it on ourselves. I go, yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. It will look horrible if you and I do this on our own.
Right.
And I go, it should be like a family thing. That'd be kind of fun. Mm-hmm. And he's like, okay. And he goes, I want to do the Starship Enterprise. I'm like, okay, whatever. That's fine. Mm-hmm. And then I said, do not be upset, Douglas. But it has already been done. He's like, no. And it was the smallest one there.
Yeah.
Which is so funny because in reality, the Starship Enterprise
is big.
Is the biggest one.
Yeah.
And this is the smallest one there.
What's the smallest one? Did you remember I told you I had my idea that because you said if the object is animated and it has a personality, it has a better chance of winning than
right.
not, that like hence the bear.
Right.
And guess, do you remember what I told you I wanted mine to be?
No.
Puppy, baby, oh, monkey. Oh, yeah.
Puppy, baby, monkey, baby. No.
Puppy, monkey, baby.
Puppy, monkey, baby. But is
Are
it puppy?
Sure?
It's not puppy, monkey, puppy, baby, monkey.
Puppy, baby, monkey.
Puppy,
because the puppy
baby,
face,
monkey.
But baby body, monkey tail.
Is no? that right?
Puppy baby monkey.
Puppy baby monkey.
But puppy monkey baby sounds better.
I don't know. Puppy baby monkey.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Puppy baby monkey. Mm-hmm. I think that's good.
And I think that has a real chance of winning.
And I think it's trademarked.
Oh, is it really?
I'm just guessing. Mm. But I could be wrong. But if it's not, we could
make
try.
Make up your own.
I think we should. Here's what I think we should do. We should do like those blocks with the letters on it that babies play with.
Yeah.
They have letters A on it and B on it.
Oh, like, yeah?
That would be what we should do for our first year.
A block?
A block.
With different letters on it?
Yes.
Yeah, you do need Greg's help.
That would be the only
Greg,
thing.
Greg, help Julie.
Only thing I could do. There is no chance in hell I could do a monkey baby bet. Baby monkey butt thing. There's no way. There is literally. I'm not even sure if I could.
You can't even say it. Girlfriend.
I can't even say it.
That's right.
But it would be interesting and fun to try. Mm-hmm. And I gave Guri this idea for a business. Mm-hmm. I go, you should start designing these for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And
and actually design them and put orders in.
Yes.
And say, oh, there's only, 20 this year that
right.
I can do.
Only 20 a year.
At $5,000 and all the little snobby suburbanites.
No, we should say snobby because they're good people.
They're good, down to earth.
They would love to spend $5,000 on a temporary
carved straw
exactly.
art exhibit.
Exactly. Then they're like, what do I do with
art.
This thing? It is art.
And not only that, but Julie, it's not just for Halloween because you could have straw all the way through Thanksgiving.
Of course. Well,
so it's like it's a month.
So in some ways, you almost wanted to be very non...
You could have a pilgrim.
So you wouldn't want to do a succubus.
I would do a succubus.
But you would...
I would do an incubus myself.
Yeah. You already have. You've done that many times before.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's like Norm. Norm was... We were having some cashews.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking, and I didn't know that I had dropped a cashew. And he goes, hey, you got a cashew on your boob.
Yeah.
And I said, don't call my boyfriend a cashew.
I dare you.
How dare you call him a cashew? Well, oh, no, that's not what he said. He said, hey, you got a nut on your boob.
That's it. You got a nut on your boob.
That's what I said. Don't you dare call my boyfriend a nut.
Yeah, that's actually quite... That's funny. The other one, don't call my boyfriend a cashew.
It didn't sound right as I was relating.
You're looking at me like, that wasn't that funny.
That wasn't it. That didn't sound that funny, yeah. But it was hysterical when I said it.
But don't call my boyfriend a nut. It's funny.
That's funny.
Well, it was kind of funny because you and Dad were leaving for something. And I go, you look nice, Mom. And you're like, oh, great. I'm wearing underwear right now. And I go, well, good for you. And then Normana goes, oh, you're wearing underwear for
how
me.
Sexy.
And you're like, yes, just for you, honey. It goes, and something for you to take. He goes, oh, so sexy. And you're like, yes, something more for you to take off. I thought, it's good to be married for a while and have those moments in front of your child.
Well, that's exactly how it, you know, he goes, that's exactly how it played out, though. You said, oh, Mother, you look so nice. I go, thank you. I'm wearing underwear. And then he went, underwear?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that is so damn sexy. And I went, I know. I mean, it's going to give you something to take off.
That's right.
That's how you play
Isn't
it.
Isn't that funny, though?
Yeah.
Because if you typically wore underwear all the time,
yeah.
I'm not wearing any underwear. You're not wearing any underwear. Oh, that's so sexy.
Yeah.
But if you don't wear underwear all the time, it's like no big deal.
No big deal.
You know,
yeah.
But then you wear underwear, like, yeah, I'm wearing underwear.
That's a signal.
Yeah.
That's code for, I'm giving you something to take off, honey.
That's right. Something more to work with.
Something to work with here.
Make you work a little harder for it.
Yeah, God, no kidding.
Because at some point, you know, I'm not giving it away for free. Come on. Who do you think I am?
Did we ever tell the story of the hangman, though, that we told that night
at
the party?
No, you want to tell it?
You tell it.
Oh, okay. I will tell it. So if you haven't figured out by now, my mom and dad got married young, and they got married because even though she was a good Catholic girl, she fell in love
with an incubus,
with a guy who liked to drink. And back in the day, what was a guy's job to do? To push and push and push.
That's right.
The girls to say no and don't and no until you're just like, I'm fucking tired of saying no. We'll just get it over with.
that's the story of Chris and Norm.
And then that's the story of the conception of Julie. No, but so here you guys are, 19, and I don't know if you told anybody yet. And so you're at a dining room table or some table, and Dad's doodling, and you're like trying to figure out what to do. Like, there's not that many options. What am I going to do? And especially at that age, you're like, there's not many options at that stage.
Right.
And you finally said, and I guess Dad says, well,
he looks up from the table where
at
he's
19.
Doodling. Yeah. And he looks up and he says, I guess we could get married.
Yes.
And I'm like, get married? I go, hey, by the way, what are you doodling?
Yeah. And it was a hangman. A guy with the news. Or like the actual hangman from a game.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, my God. That's hysterical. A hangman. And you took that as a sign to say yes?
Yes. I said, oh, what a way to propose.
Yeah, exactly. That'll be something to tell the grandkids later in life.
Oh, my God. And it'll be on September 6th, it'll be 48 years.
48 years.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling me about my age, by the way. Thank you.
Oh, allegedly.
Allegedly. Exactly. Can you imagine, though? I mean, it's all funny now because it worked out so, I want to say perfectly. It worked out.
Let's just leave it at that.
Well, I know people who get divorced and are still so angry with each other.
Yes, you do know those people.
I do know those people quite well. I'm always like, What the heck? Just, you know, couldn't you just be nice to people? Mm-hmm. And through the, you know, it has not been, you guys have, I always think of you guys as having a great marriage. But it hasn't always been easy, the situations.
Mm-mm.
And they always say marriage is not easy. I think your marriage has been easy.
Mm-hmm.
I just think life has been hard.
Ooh. Ooh.
Is that that wrong to say?
Guru on the hill.
Yeah. But am I wrong to say that your life has been easy? Your marriage has been easy?
I think one of the reasons is, you know, I would say that even though we may have been married this many years, we haven't been together, but probably a fourth of that.
Right.
Because he's been on the road. So
yes.
I've always felt like whenever he's around, it's nice.
Right.
You don't. And also, like yesterday morning, you left or something. I can't remember where you went, but it was Norm and I together for a couple of hours. And he was just like at my side.
Right.
And just like talking. And I went, oh my God. And at one point, I screamed out in my head, Julie, help me, please. Help me.
So, as a threesome, we do quite well together.
Yes. Like,
it's sort of like that Amish story where. You know, it takes a village to have to be married. It takes a village to have raise a kid. It takes a village to have be married. It's just, it's, you know, don't expect much from anybody except for kindness.
Right, exactly.
That's kind of how I always feel. Just be kind. Just, what's so wrong with being kind?
I'd rather be kind than right, right?
That's exactly. So I do want to share, we're getting close to only like being around 5 more minutes. Crazy how fast this is going.
Sorry about this, people.
Oh, no, it's okay, Mom. I know it's your... But I did want to share this one story with everybody about Warren Buffett. And he donated $50 million to this one company in Europe. It's a northern company, northern country in Europe.
Switzerland or Sweden?
I don't know, but they have an abundance of uranium. And what it's designed to do is that anybody can then buy uranium... Countries can buy uranium to have power plants, but they wouldn't have to then create their own uranium to, and then if they did, they'd have enough for nuclear power then. And so that whole story about, well, we got to create our own uranium or get our own uranium plant because we want to have nuclear power, which is a clean energy.
Right.
Which, I'm so sorry, when the hell did nuclear power become a clean energy when all we are doing is we are creating nuclear waste that we have no idea what to do with?
Well, we used to have that nuclear waste train.
Yeah.
It just traveled all around the country. I mean, and you always like held your breath like when it came by your house.
Yeah, like that was going to help it all. Like, can't breathe in that uranium
don't
train.
Please let the uranium train pass.
They were going to build this facility in Las Vegas, or not Las Vegas, but in Nevada. They wouldn't have known in Las Vegas. In Nevada.
Nobody would have known.
And the people in Nevada said, no, we're not going to have it here. Mm-hmm. So nobody wants it around.
Right.
But here we are. We've got, I mean, there's a plant in Washington that stores it. Mm-hmm. Washington State takes two, and it's not stored very well, by the way. Mm-hmm. And it takes $2 billion a year just to keep it going.
Right.
And the repairs.
Right.
$2 billion.
Wow.
This is crazy.
Yeah. So what your point is, like, how clean is uranium?
Well, I mean, it's just it's so stupid. Yes. Yeah. And I've heard people say, we got to go back to nuclear power because it's clean air.
And I'm efficient,
like, yeah. Yeah, it doesn't produce smoke, but it produces something more dangerous that literally destroys the planet.
So is it fair to say that you're a coal girl?
I'm a coal girl. No.
You and Trump.
I'm a soul girl. Yeah. No, but real quick, it was funny. Not funny. It was interesting because Warren Buffett said, he gave, you know, $50 million. He says, I'm investing in the future of our planet.
Right.
Because he's not going to be around or whatever. Right. I mean, he's in his 80s. I mean, he might live to be 120. I don't know. Maybe 140. I have no idea. He probably has the best medical care available to him. But what's going on as well, though, he said, I know that it's a very slight chance this will ever happen. But like go to nuclear or have a nuclear accident that's big enough that would really destroy a huge population, mm-hmm. Or go to nuclear, have a nuclear war. Mm-hmm. But you start adding up all these little things, and before you know it, they become statistically a bigger component. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you've got a rogue country that, or a rogue person that has nothing to lose, mm-hmm. and they only want to destroy. Mm-hmm. And now they have a nuclear bomb, mm-hmm. and it's not North Korea's president. I mean, we're talking like somebody even smaller that just like, mm-hmm. you know, somehow they're able to get it. Mm-hmm. And so you realize that...
he's doing is he's preventing that from happening. Well,
it's his contribution, he feels, that by having one place where people can go to get uranium for power plants, mm-hmm. they don't have to invest their resources to develop their own uranium, and therefore have then the resources and have the knowledge to build nuclear bombs.
Got it.
I love the idea of what he was saying, that these small things that are just like a little percentage point here, percentage point there, but you start adding all these percentage points up, and it's actually makes something really important. I got that, because there are times you're like, well, I don't want to do that. It's not going to be that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. Like, well, if you do that, and then you do this, and you add this, and all mm-hmm. of a sudden that add together is 15%.
Right.
And you're like, oh, well, that's a big deal.
That is, I see what you're saying.
And like with even like investing and compounding right. interest, you know, yes, you know, starting off with $100 a month may not seem that much, but you're like $100 here a month, $100 there, $100 there, and all of a sudden it keeps building. And then you got, you know, compounding interest. And so you realize all these little good things or all these little bad things that you do, all these little tiny decisions, mm-hmm. at the moment, you think they have no real consequence in your life.
No real impact either.
No real impact, yeah. No real consequence, good or bad.
Right.
But when you combine them with all these other little decisions that you're making mm-hmm. and all these other, you know, good or bad, they have real impact in your life.
Yes.
And it really hit me pretty strong.
Yeah.
Because we all do it.
Yeah.
We all have, you know, we can look back at a whole life and goes, oh, I can see all the little decisions that person made. Mm-hmm. Looking at my life, for sure. Mm-hmm. For good or for bad. Mm-hmm. You know, all these little decisions. Mm-hmm. And at the moment, I can tell you, I've made those decisions with a clear conscience. And thinking that they were no big deal decisions. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No big deal decisions. Mm-hmm. But in the end, they were probably life altering.
Right.
You
like,
know?
Like the decision, I don't have to go to college. I can become a yo-yo queen.
Yes. That was a decision that I tried. And luckily, I was able to go back, turn that boat around, end up going to college. And then, you know, and thank you, you know, so-and-so who gave me a scholarship. I love you.
Yeah, what was her name?
I don't know, but I honor her all the time.
Yes.
So that was our show for today.
Wow.
So what do you think about the show today?
I thought it went by fast.
It did.
And by the way, it was great.
It was great. It was great.